Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:09 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, April 24, 2024. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it is a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Anthony Janello, Scranton, Robert Schmidt, Hanover Township, Joseph Stachnik, Covington Township, and Samuel Mancuso, Carbondale, who we honor today. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle and gavel after that brief adjournment, this meeting, the Club for Common Sense, back to order. Yes, we promise you a sanctuary of sanity, but we do not promise you a safe harbor for stupidity. We will not suffer fools gladly, ever. So we don't suffer Joe Biden gladly. Eric in Exeter emailed in. He said he was watching the WNEP2 election coverage at 10 o'clock last night with Corey O'Brien and Scott Schaefer. They were commenting on the upcoming Fern Lurd, I don't know who that is, versus Brenda Pugh. Brenda Pugh, who we had on the air yesterday and the day before, actually, she won the race convincingly. This 120th state representative district. Eric says, my mouth dropped when they said both candidates should not talk about gas prices and be more concerned about women's reproductive rights. They both think that's the most pressing issue in Pennsylvania households. Unbelievable. LTS. LTS back at you, Eric. Now, Scott Schaefer, that surprises me. Corey O'Brien is, you know, he's shallow. he's a goofball. There's nothing you can do about him. Yeah, they're going to try to make it about abortion, which is insane. And the Republicans have to take the position. Even I thought Donald Trump was going to take a better position. They have to take a position that 3.5 months is sufficient to have an abortion. And there should be none after that. Believe me, I'm 100% pro-life because I know that we do not have the wisdom to determine the quality of a life to be based upon its origin. We just don't know. We don't have that wisdom. By the way, just to mention, our great friend, my cousin Tommy P, wanted to remind me, it's his mother, Concetta DiPietro Portnova's birthday today. Lost her April 28th of 2016, so happy birthday. Happy for Tommy. And I'm happy we're celebrating her birthday, not her passing. So good for you, Tommy. Thank you for letting me know. Now, Nancy from Lehman says she's got a veteran's poem, and I am ready to hear it, Nancy.
Well, you know how I really appreciate you recognizing the veteran, so I've never done this before, so I wrote you a poem.
Great. I love it.
You ready?
I love it. Go ahead.
Okay. Bob Cordaro, this one's for you. Thank you for recognizing the red, white, and blue. Soldiers who fought for the flag and you, thank you for your sacrifice to the red, white, and blue. Loyal Americans all over the state, recognized by Bob after 8, faithful to you and our red, white, and blue. Our flag stands for freedom, don't you forget. Vote Republican or you'll regret, because then we may lose the red, white, and blue. Now Biden has money for Iran, Ukraine, and more, so there's nothing left over for our veterans and the poor. Wake up, America. You're asleep at the wheel. Listen to Bob. He does care how you feel. The Club for Common Sense is where you need to be and hear about our brothers, sisters, and families who died for you and me. They lost their lives and legs and limbs to be faithful to America, me and you, all because of their love for the red, white, and blue. So, Bob Cordaro, this is for you. Thank you for your love and commitment to us and to the red, white, and blue.
That's beautiful, touching, and funny all at once. Oh, you got to mail that to me or email it.
I will.
What do you use? Do you use snail mail or regular mail?
I'll try both.
Snail mail or email? Which do you use?
Email.
All right. I give this for anybody who wants to contact me about different stuff. And for those who have veterans they want honored. So I'll here comes the email address. It's robert.cordaro, C-O-R-D-A-R-O, robert.cordaro, C-O-R-D-A-R-O, at Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, .com. AUDACY.com. Robert.Cordaro at Audacy.com. I'd love to have that.
Well, you're just so wonderful and committed to.
You can't see me. I'm blushing. And I haven't blushed in about 40 years.
Well, I've never written a poem at all. And I just thought, I just really appreciate you recognizing all of those that have gone before us for our freedom. I mean, that just should mean more to everybody in the United States, especially in the state of Pennsylvania, than anywhere. You know, it just means so much. So get out there and vote Republican. That's all I can say.
And until the Democrats get their act together.
That's right.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Nancy. Bob. My great pleasure. Thank you. I look forward to receiving it. Oh, that is great. Well, guys, that's beautiful. Now, I tell you, I do this veterans thing for, you know, like anything else you sort of commit to. I do it for a number of reasons, and I want to thank both our friend Barney Smith. He canceled the Citizen's Voice, so he doesn't get the weekend obituaries anymore, but that's okay. He's still always contributing to the show. And my friend Joan Hodowanitz. And she's my friend from the 6:30 Cathedral Mass. And Joan sends me dutifully, perfectly clipped veterans obituaries from the weekend papers, which I don't see. And so thank you to both of them. But the focus on the veterans, I happen to believe, and I say this, I think, even more objectively, because I'm not a veteran. I regret it. I just there was no place in there, I guess, in my career path. There was no conflict of consequence to compel me to join, although I always loved the military. In fact, my buddy Mike Rosato, I was with last night, was Navy ROTC. And he had me on his ship and then on an aircraft carrier when he was stationed in San Diego. Oh, I just... Anyway... But because I didn't do it, I feel as though I have a duty to do something to support our veterans and our military. as much as I can do. And it is the reason I do the show. It isn't for politics. It is to pay tribute to these, and I don't know their politics. I don't know how they voted or how they felt about this, that, or the other thing. But they're the bedrock and the fabric of our lives. Bedrock of the community, fabric of our lives. And when I read their obituaries, so many of them, they were married for 40 and 50 and 60 years. They worked at the same job, loyal to the same employer. And there's a constancy to them that's an exemplar for all of us. And they provide an incredible stability. And as that percentage of veterans goes down in our overall community, we have less opportunity to interact with them and watch them live their lives and how they proceed. And I truly believe if you're in the military and you've done that duty, you're better at life if you choose to be. You've been given something extra that a lot of us don't have. And so I hold them up as examples, shining examples of what this community can be, what this country can be, and also thanking the veterans for that particular day or veterans overall and or veterans overall for what they've done to make this society, this American experiment, great. So, and it's the reason I do the show. Yeah, it's very important to get rid of the evil ideology which has overtaken the Democrat Party, which has overtaken, obviously, our college campuses, which has overtaken our public unions, many of our foundations, much of our media. It's absolutely critical for the future of this country. Look, Donald Trump is a very imperfect vessel, but he's the only one we've got. And he's shown tremendous guts, tremendous stick-to-itiveness, fortitude, and a lot of qualities that in the face of hatred, in the face of unfairness, massive unfairness, and he's still there, and he's still going ahead. And that's why I'm 1,000, I was up for him in the primary, as it existed. But once he was the nominee, I'm 1,000% behind him. Not 100, 1,000% behind him. And I'm disgusted and disgraced by Joe Biden. It's not even a close call. Not even a close call. Well, let's take a break. Rhodes Scholar Transport bringing you this hour and this program. We're going to hear our great sponsors. We're going to hear a little history. We're going to hear a little music. And then I'll come back and we'll talk some more. Bob Cadaro, the eponymous show, rolls on. Three Dog Night, one of my favorite bands. Joy to the World. It was the number one hit this date, 1971. And this date, 1980, the United States launched an unsuccessful attempt to free the American hostages in Iran, a mission that resulted in the deaths of 8 U.S. servicemen. Collision on the ground, the main culprit in that instance, and it had to be called off. And it, you know what, it showed what we're already seeing, what we've seen since his beginning of his presidency. It showed for enough Americans, this guy's hopeless. He's incompetent. He cannot make things happen on the world stage, which I hope, that's Jimmy Carter, I hope they know that about Joe Biden. But on top of that, and I say this often because it's important and it bears repeating, Joe Biden, he has the incompetence of Jimmy Carter and the maliciousness of Lyndon Johnson. He's the worst of all worlds. And he's got a philosophy and an ideology that he follows religiously making the sign of the cross to abortion yesterday. He follows so religiously and zealously because it gave him the power and the presidency that he always wanted in his little pea brain. And I don't know if there'll be a moment like that, but I've got to tell you, the situation in Niger, remember, we had a media back then that covered everything. They were critical. They were skeptical of the president of the United States. Didn't matter which political party he was in. They favored the Democrats, of course, but they were still skeptical of the Democrats. So I got it sent to me that John Perillo sent it to me. Reuters is reporting. Remember, we talked about Niger on Monday. And we said it was going to be dominoes in Africa. Chad, their Air Force chief, has ordered U.S. to halt activities at its army base. They ordered us, Chad. They see a weakling, a disgrace. They see everything we see about Joe Biden. And they know he can be rolled. And now Chad's kicking him out. They probably got a better deal from China or Russia or both. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for that, John. A friend of mine, Billy Genovese's cousin, asked, could you tell us what Matt Cartwright thinks about Columbus Day? I will tell you this. I don't know. So let me say that first. But I will tell you this. The Democrat caucus, which he slavishly votes with, he slavishly votes with them 100% of the time. When Hakeem Jeffries puts that up, if the Democrats somehow gain or retain control of Congress, Matt Cartwright will vote to get rid of Columbus Day. I'll guarantee it. I don't care what he says. Remember, this guy was pro-life, Matt Cartwright was, when he went into office. He's now on the pro-choice, meaning the worship of abortion caucus. Please remember that. That's the deal. So I'll guarantee you he would vote to make Columbus Day Indigenous Peoples Day. I'll guarantee it. Bob Casey the same. They're followers. They're not leaders. They don't even attempt to lead. I want a leader. Even if I could disagree with them, I want a leader. I don't want followers. I don't want rubber stamps. I don't want Democrat cultists. And I don't think the majority of you do either. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, brought to you by Road Scholar Transport. We're going to come back after these great sponsor messages, and we're going to do the Veterans Tribute and the WEDA and all of that. Our veterans today, we lost them March 19th. Samuel Mancuso, he was 89 from Carbondale. His wife of 61 years, Joan, survives him. He was born in Carbondale, went to Benjamin Franklin High School, 33 years at the Toby Hanna Army Depot, a proud veteran of the United States Army Reserve. His life was centered around faith, surviving in addition to his wife or his children and grandchildren. Sam Mancuso, Joseph Stachnik, Covington Township. He passed away February 21st, reunited with his beloved wife, Claire, of 61 years, who we lost in 2020. Born and raised in Oliphant. He had a great athletic career. He was with the United States Air Force serving us in Japan, 1952 to 1956. Received the Les Dickman Award at the University of Scranton for outstanding basketball performance. Member of the Northeast Pennsylvania Hall of Fame in 2004. Survived by his children, 5 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Joseph Stachnik. Robert Schmidt, Hanover Township, passed away at just 71 on February 17th. Born 1952 in Wilkes-Barre. Graduate of the Great Scranton Technical High School. Proudly served his country during the Vietnam conflict. United States Marine Corps, 1970 to 1978. He became a staff sergeant. Numerous awards and medals for his service. He met his lovely wife, Janice, who survives him at Red Baron Stadium, where he was an usher. And then later as a guest relations staffer. They married 2002 at home plate opening day of the Red Baron season. He enjoyed a 40-year career as a mail carrier with the U.S. Postal Service, serving Southside Scranton. He also worked at the arena for Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. In addition to Janice, his wife, his stepsons, and grandchildren survive him. Robert Schmidt. Anthony Janello, 97 years old when he passed on February 26th in Wilkes-Barre. He was a World War II veteran who served in the European theater with the 75th Infantry Division, engaged in two major campaigns, Combat Infantry Badge, Bronze Star, and the Far East and Rhineland Victory Medals. Founded East Scranton Lumber Construction and Lumber Company in 1956 with his brother Vito. 50 years they built homes, survived by his son, grandchildren, great-grandson, and other grandchildren, Anthony Janello, our veterans today. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds with spotty showers. It'll be about 60. Tonight, clearing and colder, about 28. How about that? Thursday, sunny skies. It'll be 60 degrees. Friday, sunny and 65. But heading all the way up, I guess, to 80 degrees possibly on Monday. All right. I thought we had Rebecca Martino on, but we don't. But we do have Matt Geddes, and he's from Camp Freedom. And as always, Matt, welcome. And just a preface for our listeners, because you always got to do that, because we're always adding new people. Camp Freedom is a 2,000-plus acre oasis for veterans suffering from PTSD, first responders, police, and Gold Star families. And they offer a nature experience and just a way to sort of regroup and get back to reality and find their value again. And Camp Freedom always has all kinds of things going on. Matt, welcome back as always.
Bob, thank you as always, man. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you.
All right. Tell us, you got, there's always stuff happening. I love it. Tell us, you got a First Friday coming up shortly, and you have other events going on.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of stuff going on. We actually have this Friday, April 26th, we have our Fishing Friday. Two times a month, we're going to do fishing with our guide, Mike Burkhart, on the Lackawanna River from 8 to 12. So any veteran, any first responder comes and checks in right here at Camp Freedom at 8 a.m., and we're going to take you down to the river and do some incredible fishing. We're going to do that two times a month. That's new. And then, as you mentioned, our care at Camp Freedom, which is really going to grow, really going to be a great thing. We've become a hub of gathering other nonprofits, other care agencies, governmental agencies, everybody who's helping vets and first responders. We gather them here the first Friday of every month. So May 3rd is going to be that first Friday and the next one. And if you need to get access to find out what's available and what's going on and resources, we're the hub for that from 10 to 2 every first Friday, care at Camp Freedom. And it's not just about Camp Freedom. It's about everybody who is caring in this space. So we have mental health. We have physical health. We have chiropractic. We have masseuse. We have all these things going on at one location. Also, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we have Mountain Archery Fest here. huge, predominantly Western States archery event. They've come back to the East. This is the second year we're doing it, but really great archery event where you can come here and you can shoot five different courses during that time. And it's really, really incredible. Great people, great ranges. Very excited about that too. And then lastly for today, we have our Freedom Trail Fest, big running event. We're doing a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. And if you do all of them, we're calling it the Warrior Challenge.
Wow.
But the Freedom Trail Fest is May 18th and 19th, where you'll be running here on Camp Freedom. All of the funds are going to support what we do here, our mission. There'll be food trucks, there'll be concessions, yard games, bonfires, sunset yoga, all kinds of stuff happening, dinner. And again, that's the 18th and 19th. Very excited about that event. But if you go on our Facebook page, Camp Freedom PA, there's links there for all of these, and there's information for all of these. So very excited, Bob.
Matt, and feel free to call next week to remind us about the care event on Friday, May 3rd. Feel free.
I will do it.
You know, you could. You are welcome to call in and inform this audience anytime. All right.
Well, thank you. And thank you for what you do. Always mentioning, always remembering, always talking about true American heroes. So thank you for what you do and how you promote some of America's finest right here from the region. Thank you for doing that.
Matt Geddes, Camp Freedom. Amen. Neil Diamond moved from number 12 to number 6. Murph tells us this date, 1971, with his hit, I Am, I Said. How about that? Well, Tyler Cornell's in the studio. He's got a little traffic issue on Route 81. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, it's really bad. We got road work on 81. It's southbound between Davis Street, the Davis Street exit, and exit 180 towards Music. There are lane restrictions, and it's currently backed up way past mile marker 184, which is right before the Bayan Expressway. So it's pretty bad. The construction is expected to last until 4 p.m. today, so be prepared for all that throughout the afternoon and the rest of the day, basically.
Now, Tyler, as the traffic guy,
yeah,
you don't get upset that I give the Biden signs the finger every day.
No. I mean, okay. That's your prerogative.
I just thought, I don't disrupt traffic.
No, no.
But I put my finger out out the moonroof window at Big Lou.
As long as it doesn't come up on my traffic report and cause anything, I don't care what you do to the sign.
All right. But just wanted to make sure. Yeah, that's all.
Just be careful of that. It's pretty backed
81
up
81
south,
bad.
81 southbound, yeah, pretty backed up at this
point. Between Davis Street and Music.
Yep, you got it.
All right, my man. Right, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. Because we got people listening, and then they can redirect themselves. John from Brakely, we got about a minute, my man. Fire away. I pushed the right button. John, are you there? John.
Yes.
We got about a minute, my friend. Fire away.
Okay, how Biden is pushing the abortion and women's rights. You got to fight like the Democrats. You got to put ads in that Joe Biden is a murderer of babies or a killer or whatever. And see the right people to get that ad out.
Well, John, you know, here's the problem. We can't say the truth. Everybody gets offended. They can lie and nobody gets offended. It's a remarkable thing. But I'm telling you, he's doing the sign of a cross at an abortion rally. You're right. He's a disgusting human being.
And he is allowed to go to church every Sunday.
I know it. He should be excommunicated. Thank you, John. I love it.
Well, the other thing, too, is when we were in office.
My friend Scabo Scott sang this song at the Shindig way back when. But April 24th, 1971, Bread moved up from number 20 to number 8 with their hit, If. And 1990 is when the Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off. This date, that year, from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying the $1.5 billion Hubble Space Telescope. All right, so I'm going to get into this. We got Francis Rooney coming on, former ambassador to the Holy See, former congressman, at 11:05. But I've got to get into this. I've got the letter that Bob Casey sent a Unico member regarding, which tells you everything you need to know about what he's going to do. He's going to vote to get rid of Columbus Day. And I want to read it to you. You can see if you agree or disagree. And he's going to replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. I'll guarantee Matt Cartwright will do the same if the Democrats somehow take the House. Yeah. Our friend Rebecca Martino, she's owns Stately Pet Supply up in Clark Summit. And I had her on my TV show, was so enthralled with the advice that I was getting that I said, you got to call in, you know, when you can to discuss pets and pet care, because as a nurse, I don't know, she's as good as a veterinarian. she's very carefully curated Stately Pet Supply to have the best products for your pet, and she is with us now. Rebecca, welcome back.
Hello, Bob. How are you? I'm still laughing at your finger out the moon roof.
Yeah. I said, I don't even care if somebody says, what is this nut? Is he giving me the finger? What's he doing? I said, look, I'm giving the sign. I'm giving it to the sign. Yeah.
You're on people's dash cams, I'm sure, every time, and it ends up on a Snapchat yeah. story. Look at the spot.
Yeah, no problem by me. I mean it. All right. Well, Rebecca, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so I don't know if anyone out there is sneezing these days, but you're seeing with our warm weather in Pennsylvania, this is a blooming season. Let me get away from my office phone here. Seasonal allergies can affect your dog, too. So the main message of today is do not confuse seasonal allergies with panic, assuming your dog has developed a food allergy. Food allergies and seasonal allergies can have very, very similar presenting symptoms. But watch that if it's beginning now, you're very, very likely looking at a seasonal allergy. So a couple things you can do. First, of course, talk to your veterinarian to rule out, you know, some things that, of course, I can't. But talk to your vet. You can start things like Benadryl, Zyrtec, Claritin, not Claritin D, but Claritin. And your vet can go over all these things with you. So antihistamines and things like that. Give your dog a bath. It's incredible. So think of the pollen that you can draw your name in it on the cover of your grill or the hood of your car. Pollen is incredible. It comes out of the trees, especially in this area. So remove it as the offending ingredient off your dog's fur. We take a shower and, you know, change our clothes every day. Your dog doesn't. So you can underbathe your dog.
You know, you don't even think about your pet having seasonal allergies. I don't even think about it.
Huh. Yeah, it the main differentiator between food versus seasonal is food, and a lot of times has belly trouble with it, but it's not seasonal either. So if your dog is fine December, January, February, it's probably not food. And so, you know, change the food anyway if you feel like it. Okay. It's a good thing for variety like we talked about before, but seasonal allergies are a tricky thing around here. Sometimes none of us escape unscathed in this area, no matter how much Zyrtec we have on board, you know.
Yeah.
And that's that. That's the message today, and
all right,
I can help you.
All right, Rebecca Martino, Stately Pet Supply. They're up in Clark Summit. Go see her and her staff. You'll find out more than she's just provided, seasonal allergies for your pets. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, about time to go to the news, but I don't want to forget this. Well, I'm gonna come back with it. I'm going to do the Mother Teresa when we come back after the news, because I don't want to hold up Brian Hughes too much. Bob Cordaro, the eponymous show, will roll on after the news. A brief adjournment of the Club for Common Sense. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up.
Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.